would pull down. What were the windows like?
The windows were made out of solid wood, usually in two sections. And this was on account of, you know, bad weather, storms and what have you. They would open up like this, old type windows during the daytime, and at night you'd shut them and have a big old hook on there, or most of them had a little gadget like this, and they would fit, one board would come down like they closed the gate on a ranch, on a farm sometime, and they come, drop the board and it would jam against that and keep the windows closed.
Yes. Okay, and maybe what would you have to keep out light? The things on rollers that would you pull them down?
Well, those shades, we call them window shades, yeah. They got a little spring, and then you pull it down and you let it go, maybe go up there and, you know, in a hurry.
Okay, all the things in your house, you call that all your, did you ever have to move all your things to another house, all your tables, chairs, and things like that?
In the event of a storm or just move?
Yeah. Well, just move.
Well, I never had to do that because we never moved out of one house. Right down the street, they're one block over.
Yes.
That's where the oldest house in this street, I would imagine, is right there. The little house underneath the trees right here.
Yeah.
That'd be about the oldest one in this neighborhood. All the rest of New Haven that was built after Hurricane Betsy in 1965. Because I had a house right here, this front yard, and it went down the street over there. The storm knocked it down the street. Tore it to pieces. It had nothing left here but land, and we got back. So we have to rebuild. This is a new house. And you see how they built on stilts.
Yeah.
On piling, we build that on main living areas upstairs. We got this down here, you know, more or less. Sit down.
Yeah, it's cool
down here. It gets nice. Meeting at night, real cool.
You don't have any problem with it getting hot up there?
It's air conditioned.
Okay.
If it wouldn't be air conditioned, we'd get hot. Of course, not that hot because then the wind blowing from the Gulf, you open the windows, it stays cool. The higher you are, the cooler it is.
Yeah. Okay. But all the things in your house, that's all your, you know, you'd have to move, like, would they try and get anything out of the house, try and move out some of the, when they knew a hurricane was coming, try and move out some of the...
Well, you move what you could, you know, but the main thing was just, on Grand Isle, when you get a hurricane, you take like, well, in the old days, people never moved, that's why in one hurricane had, oh, way before my time, my grandmother was in it, 1,500 people drowned across the bridge. They didn't have weather forecasts like they have today. And they just saved themselves and whatever clothes they could grab, and that's it. Some of them got saved in trees, some, you know, they drowned. It cleaned out across the bridge. It cleaned that place up. Well, Betsy almost cleaned this place up. They haven't much left after Betsy, 1965, this place was...
Did anybody have insurance? Or?
No insurance. Now we have flood insurance, which helps a lot. If this place would go with a hurricane, I have it fully insured, and it's cheap insurance from the federal government, you know, subsidized insurance. In other words, I have $32,000 worth of the flood insurance on this house.
Uh-huh.
And if it would go, at least I'd get $32,000 to start again.
Yeah. I guess that kind of makes you wish you'd have a flood occasionally.
No, I don't want to see that because I don't want to have to go through all that again.
Sure.
We have to live in government trailers after the hurricane. We had a trailer right in the front yard. The government loaned us trailers that we build, rebuild, and they loan you the money. SBA, Small Business Administration, loan everybody in this area money at 3% interest, which you can't use your own money at that rate of interest, you know.
Uh-huh.
But we're still paying the note.
Okay, now, all the things in your house would be you call that all your...
Furniture, belongings, or
yeah,
whatever
you had to. You had to move all that, you know, when you were moving or something.
You got to take it with you.
Do you have a room up on the top of this house, remember?
You mean up here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got a kitchen, living room, three bedrooms, and a bathroom up there.
Okay.
This is just a more or less a relaxing place down here. We just built this, but we practically built this.